Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio. This segment is a part of a special series made possible by the gracious permission from Milos Radakovic, author of 90 Seconds, a series of books of short but fact-rich articles about a variety of topics which he produced for KUSP 88.9 FM in Santa Cruz, California. Thank you, Milos. This 90 Seconds is called Close Call. 65 million years ago, give or take a few weeks, a space rock the size of Mount Everest slammed into the planet at close to 30,000 miles an hour. Two-thirds of all the species on Earth vanished in that mother of all barbecues. Fast forward about 63 million years to about 2 million BC. The dinosaurs are long gone, and mammals are everywhere, walking, running, climbing, burrowing, swimming, and even flying. Our early hominid ancestors are trying to adapt to the new climate regime in East Africa, and they seem to be having a promising future. Then, one Monday afternoon, an asteroid just over 2 miles in diameter, roughly the size of Mount Shasta, and large enough to devastate half a continent, struck the South Pacific Ocean about 1,000 miles west of Chile. Deposits from that period in Chile and Peru show that a tidal wave the size of the Empire State Building carried coastal material 12 or more miles inland. Had it struck land, no doubt environmental consequences would have been considerably worse. However, if the collision had occurred just a few hours earlier instead of in the open ocean, Eastern Africa would have probably been directly under the point of impact. 40,000 square miles of grassy plains would have been vaporized, and likely along with it, our ancestors. Well, all I can say is that on that Monday afternoon, all humanity lucked out, and we've been riding a 2-million-year lucky streak. Keep your fingers crossed. To find out more about Milos in the 90-second series, just use the search terms 90 seconds and Milos, M-I-L-O-S, Radakovic, R-A-D-A-K-O-V-I-C-H.